Rapzilla, a website devoted to hip-hop music, recently published a list of the top 20 Christian rappers of all time, and it included a musician from Lansing. Current state Scott Pohl talked with Oze Moore. How long has Oze Moore lived in Lansing, Scott?
Well, Mark, he's a Seattle native who married into a family with Lansing ties, and he moved here in 2006. You might remember him as a guest on our Neighbors in Action segment a couple of years ago, talking about the All of the Above Hip-Hop Academy in Lansing. He's the director. I brought him back to WKAR to talk about being named one of Christian rap music's all-time greats.
Hey, dog, yeah, Oze stay classic. Came up in the 80s when that dope was on plastic. Cassette game smashing, had my box at the court with the hands up yelling.
Go, Oze Moore!
Yeah, man,
Oze Moore, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me.
You know what most people think when they hear the word rapper, right? They think images like violence, sex, drugs. And for some people, it'll be something of a surprise that there is such a thing as Christian-based rap.
Yeah.
So give me an idea for how big the gospel hip-hop scene is.
Well, it's global now. It's funny because as hip-hop has developed, just in hip-hop in general, it was supposed to be something that would never stay. It was always just like a passing fad. It became big business, and it became an outlet for people all over the world. I think gospel hip-hop has kind of done the same thing, was slightly behind the curve. You know, obviously, because it's a much smaller pond, you know, but it's gotten some traction over the last 10 years, even has become, and some of the artists that are well known in that pool are actually known in just the general broad hip hop universe, too. So, yeah, it's definitely global. You know, I don't know the numbers, but yeah, there's a lot of listeners out there.
Does it get airplay?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think more on selective radio stations, I think typically, you know, radio is one of those, it's a convoluted industry. It just in general what gets played. But yeah, on certain radio stations, you'll definitely hear it.
Is there much of a market for live performance?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of guys who consider themselves gospel hip hop artists, and when I think they find a lot of their arenas for performance in Christian festivals and youth groups and churches and that sort of thing. Some people make their way around the club circuit, you know, like myself. But yeah, there's definitely opportunities there.
There are three other things that people associate with hip hop, and I want to talk with you about them one at a time. One is repeating your own name over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Swearing. I'll bet you don't swear much.
I don't swear much. I mean, I say much. I mean, I stub my toe, and sometimes that's the only
right.
real good thing to say. No, I try.
On record?
Yeah, on record, no.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
And the N-word?
No, I try to avoid it at all costs. You know, it's one of those things that is, that's another, you know, topic for discussion. A whole other radio slot could be about that, you know. But no, I try to keep it PG.
So the national hip-hop website Rapzilla puts out a list of the 20 greatest Christian rap artists of all time, and you, sir, are on it.
Wow.
You're number 14. Did this come as a surprise?
It did. It really did. Like, when I saw it, a friend posted me and said, hey, did you know you were number 14? Congratulations. So I was like, what? Heck? Went back and looked at it, and sure enough, there I was. So yeah, it was a pleasant surprise for sure.
Can this help your music?
You know, I used to be of the mind that every opportunity could help push you in the direction of your goal. And that's true if your goal is to, I mean, you have to clearly define what that is, you know. Every opportunity can be leveraged for those sorts of things. I'm at a place in my life now where I rhyme for sport, I rhyme for therapy, I rhyme for, you know, the fans and folks who are still paying attention to me, but I'm no longer pursuing it as a career, you know, kind of have a sobering perspective as to what that means these days. But yeah, certainly, you know, for the lifespan of your career, every opportunity could lead to advancement for sure.
So like lots of musicians, you have a day job.
Yeah. Right now, yeah, I got a wife and two kids, and so I'm making
you
sure
you have a
that,
day job then.
Yeah, I'm making sure food is on the table and everything is full function. You know,
sure. So. I'm talking with Lansing rapper Oze Moore, who recently was named one of the top 20 Christian rap artists of all time. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some music now. I wanted to pick a song and have you tell us a little bit about it first, okay? So let's talk about the song Synesthesia. I love that title, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. A good friend of mine, I'm part of a collective called Mellow Orange, based out of San Francisco, California, and one of the producers in that collective is named Freddie Joachim. You know, his vibe is very reminiscent of golden age of hip hop, which would have been like in the mid 90s, you know, and that's kind of my tempo, it's my era. But the song was really just kind of addressing in my own personal journey in terms of, you know, taking a step outside of my comfort zone, you know, so this concept of seeing the world in color. And I talk about my own journey as being an artist, but only ever using pencil, you know, because I was too afraid to actually commit to color.
Like a double helix, secretly covered in brush strokes of another, so fluid and unafraid of that color. I draw, but I ain't never painted, lame, ain't it? Especially because I wanted to even awkward to say it, I can't shake it, but
in the song, I'm stating that I want to do it all in color now, you know, just put it all out there, whether you fail or fly or make it, you know, or achieve your goals. At least I gave it all that I had.
Another song of yours we want to talk about is called Don't Cry.
Yeah. And Don't Cry, the concept was, you know, after I, you know, made a living at doing music for a long time, and, you know, I'd always hear, hey, oh, when are you going to put another record? When's the next tour? You've been quiet. What's going on? You know, and interviewing myself and seeing what are my core values? Where am I at? Why am I okay with not pursuing music as hard as I was at one point in time?
Inside, don't cry for me. I'm probably the opposite of what you're trying to be. Full-time job, wife, two cars, two kids, mortgage. Praise the Lord, I afforded through supplemental income off important. Instructing the youth because we overlook the importance. Trade lines across America, but we ignore them. God bless a child that got somebody to support them. So believe them, do more than they can vocals. Don't cry for me.
I was able to confidently say, man, the stability that I'm able to have right now, and the relationship I'm building with my kids and my wife that I've been able to sustain and nurture and build is far greater than any live performance or any accolades from any record or show that I've ever experienced. And so the idea was, don't cry for me. I'm better than I've ever been right now. You know, it's good.
We're talking with Lansing musician Oze Moore about his work in hip-hop music with a connection to gospel. The descriptions you've just given me about these songs don't seem particularly overtly Christian.
Yeah.
It leads me to ask you about how obvious it is when one listens to your music that this is Christian rap.
Yeah. I think
is it in your face that way?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I once heard somebody who was a lot more explicit in maybe sharing their music as from a sermon perspective, he came to the conclusion that you don't have to be in your face with Jesus when Jesus is in your face. You know what I'm saying? And that's a complete different perspective, almost like polar opposites in terms of like how people go about branding what they do. I mean, like, I believe that I can live a certain way, and obviously that will affect my worldview and what comes out of my music. And to some respects, in a lot of ways, in America especially, I mean, the just saying Christian, I mean, that resonates in different ways of all kind of walks of life. Maybe they had like a preacher that treated them wrong, or they knew a hypocritical person. I mean, I'm a hypocrite, you know, everyone is, you know, but when you tie that to who you are or to what you're doing, it almost, it can very easily put a wall up in front of you and the person who you may want to have a conversation with.
Does gospel hip hop have a fan base that's built on the music? And what I'm getting at here is if it appeals to people who are also fans of, say, Eminem or Jay-Z or Kanye West, is there crossover? Do you have listeners who listen also to more well-known, let's say, artists in this arena?
Definitely. I think so. Somebody who I look up to and admire, he's not in gospel hip hop at all. But from an artist perspective, he said, you know, if it's good, I'll listen to it. You know, if it's dope music, it's dope music, and that's what it should be. You know, so I think there are, like I said, there's some people who may have a personal offense with the concept of Christianity or a Christian per se, so therefore they shut it down right off the bat. But then there's other folks who are just, you know, I always say there's people who love music and there's people who like genres of music. And for those who like genres of music, you know, they're usually stuck in one place. But if you're a music lover, you can usually find anything in any genre, from country to classical to jazz to gospel, hip hop, even, you know, where that resonates with you. Yeah.
One last thing I want to talk with you about. You've been on Current State before to talk about the All of the Above Hip Hop Academy.
Yeah.
In Lansing. Is that still going strong?
It is. I think we've taken some time this year just to recalibrate and strengthen our core unit of active participants in terms of the teaching staff and crew.
Remind folks of what the group does.
Yeah, so what we do is we're one part educators, one part historians, one part mentor, and then another part just active members of the hip-hop community here in Lansing and abroad. So what we do, what we've done in the past, is we've held classes in each element, each foundational element of hip-hop culture, be it breakdancing, graffiti art, emceeing, and DJing / beatmaking. And we use it as a tool to mentor youth. So we teach them the tools. We teach them the practicalities of the disciplines, you know, how to do it. But we also give them framework of where it comes from, how it developed, what were the precursors of that expression, and then how to socially engage in a healthy way with it, you know. So social responsibility too.
Well, I know you don't like to be labeled, but you must feel a great deal of pride in being named one of the top 20 Christian rap artists of all time by the Rapzilla website. Ozay Moore, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Look, she got a taste for the finer things. Top shelf shopping, designer name. She understands money cause she comes from it. It's hard to understand loving, but she still want it and got a right too. But it's complicated now. Daddy put a diva in the chair.